Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is September 28th, 2022, and today is Wednesday morning. So the question is, everybody's minds, are the markets bottoming out? We're going to discuss that in just a second. There's no major economic events scheduled for today. So as we look at the major components of the markets, the forex symbols, the euro, the British pound, and the Australian dollar look like they're bouncing at these levels, and that might be a signal that we are bottoming out. Now, looking at the indices, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ, both on their lows, commodities, gold and oil consolidating at the bottom of the range. In terms of stocks, Intel continues to break down further to $26 a share once again. Now, lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin at the bottom of the range. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. Well, it don't get better than this, folks. It really does not. I mean, this is just so simple kind of trading that just anytime the markets are breaking any kind of consolidation area or any kind of support level, they just keep on going further down. We're looking at the EURUSD. We're now trading at the bottom of 95.47, new lows for the year. If we look at a weekly chart, look at that. I mean, that is just free falling. And it's kind of scary because just because it broke 95 doesn't mean that it can't get to 60 even. Believe it or not, this could even break down that further. Now, looking at the GBPUSD, look at that. We're finally consolidating after hitting 104. Tremendous lows. And I had spoke about this just a couple of weeks ago. We went from 112 to 108. And then it's just bottoming out at this 104-ish level. Now, looking at the Australian dollar also on its lows, the GBP did bounce, though, so we may get to see a further bounce in it as well. Now, looking at the Canadian dollar's all-time new lows versus the dollar, at least for the year, as you can see, a weekly chart. Now, the all-time low we hit in February of 2020, that was the beginning of Corona, and we hit that at 145. So we still have a way to hit it on the downside. Now, looking at commodities, before we jump to the U.S. markets, 1619 is where we're at for gold as it's made further lows here. Looking at the crude oil, consolidating here at $78 a barrel. So this is also just breaking down lower. Now, I want to highlight this. Since it broke this 85-ish level, the next real support level is $74 a barrel. So keep that in mind as this is making new lows. Now, jumping into the U.S. markets, the Dow Jones on its lows here. If we look at it daily, that's it. That was the point. 29,000-ish level was that point to break. 29,500. Well, we're now trading at 29,000. Now, the next real support level, I mean, this goes further down to 25K. So this could still further sell off on the downside. And this is just a month of trading. Looking at the NASDAQ also trading at 11,187, breaking that low as well. Now, jumping into the individual stocks, Apple is unchanged. Alcoa further down at $34 a share. But really, the one to look at is Intel. Intel is a market leader, and we've spoken about this several times. Look at it. It's at $26 a share. And a tremendous shift, okay, from where this stock was. Remember, this is the bellwether. This is the one that everybody's looking at on the longer term. Microsoft also just trading at that low of 236. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, it's consolidating at this bottom range, 18,700. So the positive news is not going further down, at least not for now. So keep that in mind. We may see a bounce if we do get a bounce today. This is Fred Razak. I'm going to wish everybody a great trading day. Thank you.